stop. Is that this one? Hi, I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, August 8th. Can we have a roll call, please?
Member Carroll?
Here.
Member Clinton? Member Shaler?
Present.
Member Whalen?
Here.
Vice Chair Smith?
Here.
Chair Branch?
Here.
Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, we'll stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. We will start with our administrative agenda and the approving the minutes of our last meeting. Can I get a motion?
I'll move to approve the minutes from the meeting of July the 11th.
I'll second.
Discussion?
I'll abstain since I was not here.
One abstention. Anybody have any comments? No? I didn't either. Well done, Linda.
Thank you.
As usual.
So all in
motion.
Oh, yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And one abstention. And now our administrative agenda. I mean, I'm sorry, planning director report.
Okay.
Is that your mic doing that?
It's mine, yeah. And it's not on. Can
you turn it up? Should
be on. Okay. Good afternoon, board members. Let's see, we have one thing to report. We do have a new planning director coming on board next week on the 15th. His name is Peter Emhoff. You may have heard his name. He's somewhat local. He's previously at SB CAG, and he did have some county experience and coastal experience as well. So he'll be joining us starting next week. And this is the only meeting you have in August, so the next meeting is in September, and we will resume back to two meetings per month in September.
What's the date of that September meeting?
September 12th.
Thank you.
Enjoy a few more weeks off before we get back into twice a month. And that's
great.
All I have.
Thank you. Review of agenda and projected agenda?
We do have one item that is being requested by the applicant to be pulled from the agenda, and that's E2 Mojo Tea House signage. So that will not be heard today.
Okay. All right. Next item is public comment. This time the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item. They submit a speaker slip. Anybody want to speak? Seeing none, we'll move on to item E, sign review.
Thank you, Chair. The sign review subcommittee met today, consisting of Bill Shelor, myself, and Dennis Whalen. And we only had one item, which was E1, the Ca Dario Cucina Italian signage on 250 Stork Road. This project came to us because they needed to do two signs instead of one. Otherwise, as far as placement and size and all that, it conforms to their OSP. The sign is our channel letters. They're lit from the inside. There's the main sign looks out over Hollister, which is shown on your sheet, on sheet 3 of 3. The Hollister elevation it looks out there, and then a smaller sign on the side of the building. The OSP only calls for one location. However, the corner businesses in this address all do the two sign arrangement. So we looked it over, didn't find any problems, and we recommend to the board that they be given design review approval.
Okay. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, we have an issue.
Oh.
Yeah.
If he had to recuse, I certainly have to recuse, don't I?
For this item?
For this item? Well, the applicant was my... I was the architect for Cadario.
Oh.
Let's see. Do we have a quorum here? I'm trying to think if this constitutes a quorum, since it's the majority out of how many we have.
Well, but you didn't work on this particular project.
You're... I did not work on that.
You did not work on the signage.
At all. That was a completely separate...
Yeah, I think you're okay.
Okay.
So I shouldn't have stepped down either?
You already did, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll recuse myself.
One recusal. All right. Item E2 was taken off calendar. We'll go to item F1.
Item F1 is design review. It's the Koch facade improvements located at 5979 Hollister Avenue, APN 071-111-002, case number 1766-DRB.
Now, this is comments from the last meeting.
Brian, the floor is yours.
All right, great. Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon. I'm filling in here again for Daryl. He's out of the office today. But you guys had seen this previously on July 11th and had some comments. The minutes... are being passed out, I think, that show kind of what your comments were. So this is for facade improvements to an existing building in Old Town. I think rather than belaboring my points here, I'll let the applicant kind of explain how they feel that they met the comments from the board from the last meeting.
Ready? My name is Tony C. Case. I'm the designer. This is Renee. Nate Koch, the owner of the building. So last time we were here, we had some requests to maybe provide a little more detailing and maybe show the colors as they truly are. And if you recall, the wood that we're using is kind of splotchy, but mainly kind of a gold color. Also, we were asked to go look at the Stowe House for some inspiration for the window trim, which we did, I did. And I think we took your comments to heart, I've drawn up some details that you can look at on the sheet 3, I believe. But then, so I changed the elevations a little bit to reflect the more like the true color, the true shades, and of the materials. And I actually added a light fixture detail there that we're thinking of using. Then there's some window and door details on sheet 4, and specifically that mansard roof detail, what that's going to look like, what we expect it to look like. And I think that's about it, that we're just asked to provide that stuff. Floor plan didn't change. So the earlier version had a more grayish, but it kind of, this is a photograph of what we're trying to use. So it's got some different tints in it. What I was thinking of doing is maybe picking out some contrasting darker material and putting that around the window trim to so it'll stand out a little bit and kind of pop out a little bit. And then you mentioned, Tom, was that you that you mentioned about the header on the window, so maybe project out a little bit past the verticals. So there's my window trim for the exterior, right? That's the exterior building. And so we're kind of carrying that theme throughout. That mansard roof, I had to make some assumptions about how it's framed. We don't really know how it's framed, but that's the way I would frame it if we were building it today. So we have our corrugated metal roofing, and we'd like to, you know, put a little drip cap over that to get the moisture away from that parapet, and a little drip at the bottom there, and maybe some TNG from underneath. I don't know what's up there now, but
TNG.
Okay, so it's existing then.
Chair, could we have declarations?
Certainly. Has everybody visited the site?
Said visit no ex parte.
Visited no ex parte.
I've visited previously, but not since last meeting. No ex parte.
No. Site visit no ex parte.
Site visit no ex parte.
What was your question?
Well, I did have a question, Tony. I was looking at the details for the window jamb, the window head, and the window sill. They all show the trim just being a 1x4. And that kind of is the way it was, wasn't it? I mean, that's pretty, it's pretty simple. It's just a boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I actually showed that on the elevation where it protrudes out about an inch.
I couldn't tell on I couldn't tell on the elevations whether that was, you know, part, because I see two little lines sticking out, kind of, you know. I couldn't really tell what was happening there.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this: when the upright trim, where it meets the head, okay, what happens there? Does the head protrude a little bit past it?
Right. Yeah, okay. About an inch and a half.
Okay.
And before the previous version had no trim at all.
Okay.
So that looked kind of plain. So
yeah.
Well,
so
I did trim on the back. I already did that back wall.
Yeah.
And I did trim, but now we're going to pop it out like that detail right there.
Okay. Well, mainly concerned about the front, certainly. So. Okay. Well, that's just the question I have.
Okay. Bill, do you have any questions?
I could actually specify that length of protrusion on the drawings, final drawings.
I don't know if it needs to be, and it's not up to me. I don't need know if it needs to be a full inch and a half.
Right.
But one of the things, that's common with that, and I'm not trying to give you guys a hard time. This is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
In Victorian type millwork, even some of the real simple stuff, the head trim is going to be a little bit thicker than the two sides or the sill.
Okay.
And in some cases, there's even a little bit of a bead across the top of that. And it all depends.
Right.
I mean, obviously, we're not doing an Italianate wedding cake here. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to look like we're downtown Virginia City. But I just feel like it could use a little more.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I did study that window trim of some of the outbuildings that you mentioned, and they look pretty much the same except for that it protrudes out just about an inch and a half or so.
Okay.
So,
well, you're there and you measured
it.
Yeah,
I was looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, the lady came out and asked me what I was wandering around the buildings for.
Oh yeah, those are the buildings in the back there, the bunkhouse.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then that's the only question I had.
Okay.
Well, Chair, I actually did have a question, and it actually emanates from Member Smith's questions. And when I look at the building as it currently exists, and hopefully won't be this way as it gets upgraded, but the windows currently are not as nice, at least as depicted as the actual upgrades to the building using the materials that you're using, it seems like the windows somehow got a little shortchanged, actually. And so I think that additional attention to the details will be really important to make it pop, as you're saying. And I did see how in the back it looked different than is depicted here on the front. But on the front, it just looks like something was missing that could be done more with the windows to make them really complement the materials that are now going to be used on this important street front.
Okay. Do you have any questions, Dennis?
No questions.
Aaron?
The trim, is it going to be that reddish color in the renderings or a weathered wood?
It's not wood? Yet a sample. You have a photograph of the wood.
Yeah.
For the building. It's not
well,
red.
Can you turn your mic
up? No, the button.
This is the mock-up that he set up. What I'd like to do is maybe pick out some, you know, cherry pick out some contrasting color, right? You have a bunch of different shades on that. That'll give it a little more.
Okay, so that would, so it would be kind of like this, except that the top would do the little protrusion.
Right, yeah.
And of course, then the color, of course.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah,
on that
one.
Right.
Yeah. On that?
You want to put that one under the canvas?
I can,
yeah.
I can go back and put a trim, because that's all flush. I can go back and put a trim on top of that, so it does stick out.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't have any questions. How about comments, Aaron?
I don't have any comments. I think it's a nice project.
Thank you. Dennis?
I'm going to reiterate my previous comment. I just don't think this meets the spirit of the design guidelines in regards to a high level of quality of design and materials.
Tom?
I'm okay with this, but I would still like to see something a little more. I don't know. I'll just say I'm okay with this.
Bill?
I'm not happy, but.
Well, I would say that, you know, at a minimum, to certainly try and go as far as you can to incorporate the comments that Member Smith has made about trying to just create that additional sense of upgrading and color as we just discussed. So I'm in support of this project. I think it was important that it was our in our minutes in number 10, concern was expressed that there should be some caution out bringing too much of the style in Old Town. So I think this will be fine. It is an example of what is clearly an upgrade to what currently exists there right now, and hopefully begins the impetus to upgrade other properties in the area in different ways.
I'll throw in my two cents. I can support this. It is better than what is there, certainly, and I appreciate the reuse of materials, the recycling of other materials. I would emphasize, the comment about you know, this is, from my perspective, the maximum amount of this style I'd want to see on Hollister. But because of the size of the building and the proportion of it and the funky mansard roof, something about this I'm okay with. I would agree with Tom that the execution of the details should be, you should pay attention to them. I think, it kind of looked like, No. You know, for example, I don't think you're really going to have these materials coming up. You're going to have water leakage through this thing, and you really want to see a sill piece that comes down.
The overhang hangs over 3 feet.
Pardon me?
The overhang hangs over 3 feet.
I understand. I'm just talking about accurateness. And so. We're talking about Old Town, and I think just slapping trim up there cheapens what you're attempting to do. And I think you could add some trim on this so that you get the proper closure of materials and the way materials end and terminate and work with each other as they transition planes and turn corners and stuff. Tom's comment was good about the head trim. You know, maybe going past a little bit and even being proud of this piece by a quarter inch or something like that. That's certainly good. But I think the execution of those, especially when they're at these are at pedestrian height. So people are walking right by that, and if it's executed the way it's drawn, you're going to look at that windowsill, and then you're going to see the top of a trim, and then you're going to see the top of the siding, and then you're going to see the top of the stucco next to that. And I don't think you want that.
There's no stucco anymore,
or whatever your material.
It's going to be all wood. I want to make the front of that building all wood.
So that's great. I just want to make sure that the execution of this. Is pleasant to look at, and you're not going to see all these seams because mm-hmm. no one would ever do that. That would be crazy. So do something with this. I can still support this in concept, but I'd like to see the execution done a little bit better. I think you should clarify. The color of the trim.
You know, when I came in last time, you guys said to come back with a detail on the windows. That was it, and I asked very clearly.
Yeah,
I understand.
So is this not a good enough detail? You want more?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Because when you're looking at the windowsill detail, Scott's just showing you. You're seeing the siding materials just cut off and exposed, and it looks unfinished. There should be a window cap on it, or a sill cap, whatever you want to call it. That's just one thing.
You know what I don't want to do is keep running around. We've gone through this before. Keep the building the way it is.
I understand.
And throw a little massage parlor thing on the blue roof because I'm not. This is not what I want to keep doing.
I understand what you're saying.
So, say you like it or you don't.
I'll be happy to fix that detail.
Just let us finish.
Yeah.
And see if it gets you where you want to be. We have a process we have to go through.
Yeah. Sounds to me like you're going to try to send us back again to the drawing board.
I understand you're expressing your opinion, but you have to let us go through our process, sir. Okay? So having said that, I can support the concept. I just think the execution of the details can be... could be refined a little bit. I think you should call out the color that you want to do there on the trim.
And I have all the wood already.
Excuse me. I think you should call out the color of the trim, and that should be on the plans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's it. And I would say, I'm going to take a stab at a motion here. Because this is agendized for design review. So I'm going to make a motion for design review. Approval with the condition that that the updated details of the material transitions of the door, I mean of the window trims. I was fine with the roof detail, and the and if you could pick a stain or something for the trim, if that's, you're going to go that route, and submit that to staff, and then staff can forward it to the board.
You want to designate a board member that we can?
I'd be happy to. I'll take it. Now, let me ask you this. In order to speed this up, too, at one time at another board, this happened when I was an applicant, and it helped. Do we necessarily have to meet here in an agendized meeting, or when
no.
he has the detail, he can just come to my office and show it to me,
no,
and
we
then
can,
we're done?
We can actually email you.
That would be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that way, you've got your design approval. You don't have to come back a second time. We don't want to do that either. Yeah.
Okay. That's my motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Just under discussion, I really appreciate the fact that you, the architects on the board have called attention to the specifics of the execution of the details. I truly think this is really the importance of how this project is going to succeed, and it doesn't seem that what's being asked for is asking too much. I think the architect is completely capable of executing on this, so I'm looking forward to seeing how this looks.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed?
No.
Okay. Motion passed.
Just to be clear, you want to see a whole set of plans or just those details? No. Or
I want to see the window detail.
Okay.
You don't have to have the whole set of plans,
okay.
But I want to see, at least I want to see that sheet that has
right,
that
okay.
detail
that's
on it.
My question.
And also the color or the stain okay. for the window.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tony, you got my. Well, you can get my email from them.
I'll get it.
Okay.
We'll work through staff on
Thanks
that.
Thanks
for your time. So. That will take us to item F2.
Item F2 is design review. It's 6300 Hollister Center. Facade and side improvements located at 6300 Hollister Avenue, APN 072-050-047, case number 17080, DRB.
How you doing?
I know.
So you brought your architect?
Yeah, it's her birthday. I promised to take her to campus speech up.
Good afternoon. Today we have a request for design review for facade and site improvements at 6300 Hollister. The applicant is proposing to construct a new covered entryway, which will match the existing others on site. Additional improvements include roll-up doors, raised curb, screen walls, hardscape, and parking stall realignment. And there will also be an expansion of the patio area on the southwest corner of the building. And involved in these improvements, the applicant will be removing approximately 980 square feet of landscaping, but it will be replaced with 990 square feet of new landscaping, resulting in a net increase of 10 square feet of landscaping. And then the applicant is here to present the project to you, and I'm here if you have any questions.
Before I let you guys jump in, let me just real quick get declarations.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte, but I've passed by this project many, many times.
Same here.
Site visit, no ex parte discussion.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Continue.
Hi, my name is Robert Schmidt with Flowers and Associates. I'm here with the owner of the property, Richard Portlock, and landscape architect, Bob Cunningham. I'll be pretty quick just to describe what we're looking for. If we're starting in the northwest corner of the site itself, what the goal is to add a new facade to make it an entry point. What it would do is it will look like the other side of the building, and I can show you a kind of a bigger picture of what the new facade would look like for the entrance point. Color and everything would be the same as that front entrance itself.
Matches color.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Got it. Okay.
And so overall, to make this entrance point kind of more stand out, what we've created is we've pulled out the curb and gutter a little bit to create a little patio area itself. So originally this was just a parking lot area itself. So this would be the northwest corner. I'll let Bob talk about the landscaping in that area. And then the southeast corner, all we're adding is we'll be adding a patio over here and a small site wall itself. Bob, do you want to go through the landscaping?
Sure.
Oh. Nearly as exciting.
I guess it depends who you talk to.
Bob, could you speak into the microphone, please?
Okay. The major plant elements are a Palo Verde tree, which is the same tree that we've got in this parking lot as a shade tree. And then a New Zealand Christmas tree over here. Both of those are going to be standard form 24-inch box. We've got a lobby window here. So this particular plant, which is a pygmy date palm multi-stem, is centered on that window for a foreground view. That's 36-inch box. The rest of the plants, we've got four red dracaenas that are being transplanted from the southwest corner where we're displacing them. So we'll be adding them here and here, flanking the entrance, and then one over here. The rest of the plants are essentially, low water using accent plants, a lot of kangaroo paw in this mass here, and I think we've got some heavenly bamboo around here, and some chondropetalum, which is a Cape rush along here. It's a fairly simple plan. We're basically just trying to make this as pleasant a space as possible. The wall is 5 feet tall, so people using this patio seated will not be experiencing the parking lot. There will maybe some views, some mountain views from inside the patio if people are standing, but essentially it's meant to be a private space. Two entrances here, sort of a back entrance for probably employees, and then the main entrance is along the east side of the building. Southwest corner, we've essentially taken the landscaping and displaced it and moved it over here, but we do have a narrow planter on the outside of this wall. This is another new wall. And we've got some existing Guadalupe fan palms, which we're going to be preserving here. A few agaves in there, some more kangaroo paw, and again, the Cape rush. That's basically it.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Bill, do you have any questions?
I think I have a couple questions. Thank you, Chair. When I did the site visit and then trying to depict in my mind the new area and entrance and kind of place for staff to break area outdoors on the northeast corner. Does that interfere at all with people trying to turn the corner with their automobiles or pulling out of those parking spaces? There it seems like it kind of shrinks what isn't altogether a very large way to get around the building on the east side.
Let me go back to this page real quick and give you an overall. It's already kind of a little bit of a strange corner as it is, mm-hmm. because the entrance point doesn't really line up with the drive aisle itself.
Right.
But we've looked at the turn radiuses in here to make sure. It's hard to point when I look at that. make sure the turn rates is for trucks. Box trucks can get in and out of this area. It is one way through here. So it does help that, actually on both sides, so kind of the whole parking lot's all one-way passages through it, so you're not having the two-way drive itself. So, and we look at the typical width for, you know, City of Glidden.
Okay. Except for people like me that drive the wrong way on the one-way. Are there any plans for doing anything with your site interface with the hotel over there? You said they were going to extend the wall for that little area there on the southwest corner. Is there any additional plantings, or do you know the hotel's doing anything, or is the interface just going to be their parking lot with the side of your building?
It's a continuous parking.
It's a drive aisle right through that area, and so if you go into this area.
The hotel has a drive aisle right there.
Yeah, they have a drive aisle just outside of that wall, mm-hmm. and we'd just be extending that 5-foot wall in that area itself.
Okay. And this is actually, I just want to compliment you on it looks like the new plantings out in the parking lot on the north side, the diamond planters that are out there, those really do make a difference in an expanse of just parking. And I noticed that there are a lot on the beginning and a lot at the end, but in the center, it seemed like the diamonds were somehow discontinued from the pattern that exists on the east side and the west side, but in the center, it seemed like the pattern ended there. And I don't know whether that's due to the need to maneuver trucks or something like that.
It is.
Okay.
That's the way it was designed.
Because it is successful to have those extra trees out there in your parking lot. So I was just going to say as many as you can accommodate safely is a good thing. All right. That was it. Thanks.
Okay. I have no questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. A couple of questions. Does the new arcade, is that covered or is it just a freestanding?
It's actually freestanding. It'll be connected to the building, but it is open to the sky.
It is open to the sky. That's my one question. The light fixtures are currently up lights, and you're going to duplicate those.
Yes.
Thank you.
My only question was lighting. I don't see any light fixtures on the elevations.
We have a plan that shows that we're matching existing, and it shows locations.
Oh, okay.
It came a little late.
So you're going to match these lights?
Yes.
On these guys right here?
Uh-huh. And then there's a light in the facade itself.
Which will be this?
Yes.
So this is a hanging light?
Yes.
And these are the two sconces?
Right.
Okay.
And then for lighting, when we submitted, we were going to duplicate the pole lights right there in this planter.
Okay.
But since then, we've hired an electrical engineer in the meantime, and he suggested wall sconces,
dark sky.
Yeah, dark sky compliant wall sconces rather than the pole lights.
Instead of pole lights?
Yes.
Along the side of the building?
Right. And I do have a plan showing that. He just emailed this to me. And we're adding four right along the east side of the building.
So in relation to this, it would go like this. Along here?
Yes, indeed.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I have all the specifications here, and it's compliant for the folks driving down Hollis Avenue to the west.
Okay. Dennis?
Yeah, two other minor questions. You didn't mention in your presentation if the sidewalk is part of the project, the connection.
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And just a minor disagreement with the drawings. It shows a single door here, but on the elevation on A2, it shows a double door.
Right. We're going to match existing. That was
not a big deal.
Okay.
But they didn't agree with one another. Thank you.
So you'll do double like
yes.
that one?
Yes, okay. Indeed.
Where are we? Did you have questions, Aaron, or did I already
got it? I already got through them.
All right, how about comments? Do you have any comments on it?
No, I think it's a nice project.
Yes, it's a very nice addition. I think you're really going to accomplish your goal of dressing up this corner and making a back door into a front door. It's a good plant choice, Bob, especially lined up out of the window, out of the lobby, and reuse of the core line in there. My only other comment, I would encourage you to look at an alternate fixture that didn't pollute the night sky rather than the...
Uplights?
The uplights on the building. I know you want to match.
Right.
Perhaps there's something that looks similar but shines down.
Yes, indeed. We can certainly turn on...
Just a suggestion.
Okay.
That was my only comment. It was about the line. It's all right. Do you have any comments, Tom?
I like this project. I think it's well laid out. I totally support it.
Fantastic. Bill?
I too like this project and can support it. And I also agree with the comments about the lighting to try and maybe over time change the entire building into the down lighting. And I think that will be more successful and more in line with what we're trying to do with the dark sky idea.
Okay. Somebody want to take a stab at a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve this project as proposed with the note that the exterior sconces be reviewed as downlights.
Okay. I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Great, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Before you move on to the next item, we have a request that you amend your last motion and action for the last item. We didn't pass out the findings. So if you could just include the findings in your motion, that'd be awesome.
All righty.
Okay. And I believe the chair made the motion and the vice chair seconded.
I will propose amend the motion to include that it meets neighborhood compatibility within Old Town. The quality of architectural design is adequate. There was no landscape design, and the zoning in the motion is irrelevant, but it is appropriate.
If you want to cite the property address, perhaps.
That was for...
It's on the findings.
Oh, that was for 5979 Hollister Avenue facade improvements, case number 17-066-DRB.
Can we get a second on that, Mr. Smith?
I'll second it.
Redo your second? Okay, great.
And then, again, the vote.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Thank you.
And that takes us to... Where are we? Item F3? Is that where we're at?
Yes.
Okay.
Item F3 is design review. It's 749 and 759 Ward Drive, renovations and lot split. It's 749-759 Ward Drive, APN 071-170-035 and 071-170-014, case number 15-126 DRB.
So today we have a request for a design review for the Ward Drive renovations and lot split. The project was last before you on October 27, 2015, where the board completed conceptual review with the comments provided in attachment one. The project went to Planning Commission, where it received approval 4-1 as submitted. The discussion at the Planning Commission generally focused on the necessity of the setback modifications, but majority of the commissioners felt that they were justified given the existing site plan and the improvements that were taking place on site. Following that, the project went to Coastal for approval and is now back before you to review the landscaping and architectural details. And hand it over to the applicant to walk you through the project. And again, I'm here if you have any questions.
Okay. Hi, I'm Pete Allen, gentleman and lady, architect for the project. And with me is Ed Mark, property owner. Joe, do you have the large size of prints that we submitted?
Declarations.
Has everybody visited the site?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
I have not visited the site since it was originally before the board. No ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte. Site visit, no ex parte.
Same.
The project you guys saw a year and a half ago has changed in a site layout, parking layout, landscaping realm, but has not changed. The buildings are pretty much what you guys saw previously. So what I did, what I thought I would do real quick for you.
Hey, Pete, could you speak in the microphone, please?
I want a headset. I'm an active guy, actually. All right. So what I thought I would do is just show you guys what you saw last time. Mm-hmm. And help see what we've changed. So this is the site plan that we had the last go-around. What we had previously, we were saving an existing parking lot here. You see that's changed now. We added some landscaping. The big thing was we were trying to save the parking up front along Ward Drive. That has been eliminated. And the parking, we didn't get quite as much parking as we had before, but that's been put back in the back of the property now. There was a lot of parking in between the two buildings, and now that's been reduced, and there's more landscaping there. We've got three bioretention basins. We used to have, what's that kind of paving called, where the water goes through? Permeable paving. We used to have a lot of permeable paving, and that's been substituted with, we have three now bioretention basins on the project. We just had one. Before. The comments you guys had regarding landscaping, there were really two of them. One was what was going along the freeway there. We were just showing kind of some shrubbery up against mm-hmm. the Caltrans fence. You asked for more, so we've added some trees. I really couldn't do anything. And the issue was, you know, the face of this building being seen from the freeway. So there's not much we can do there right along the building because of trucks and stuff. We're concerned about that. So we did the screening along the freeway. The other comment had to do with screening parked cars, but that was really for these guys here. You wanted to make sure that we were shrubbed up enough that you couldn't see the car. So that comment has kind of been taken care of by getting rid of the parking. Mm-hmm. We used to have one trash enclosure over here. Now each building has its own. Is this for me? Has its own trash enclosure. And that's it. That's as far as site changes go. Yeah, that's it. So for the buildings, they pretty much remain the same from a design standpoint, with the exception of we used to have an overhang. We're adding overhangs on the front of the building here and here. We used to have one here. That one has been eliminated on that side of the building. But that's essentially the change. So we printed out just some quick shots of the project for you to see. I was hoping it would do a better job of showing you the landscaping along the freeway, but this is along Ward. You can see we've got landscaping all the way along the front of the project with two driveway entrances. We've had to work with the city to get the bike lane and all that stuff put in, and their sidewalk and all that is part of our project. And these design sketches, you can call them. This landscape.
You just turned it off. There you go.
This landscaping is reflects the landscape plan that we submitted. Just to give you an idea of the character, where we're going with the project, this is the 749 location, which is the bigger building. And a couple of overhangs with steel columns that just tie right into. We're replacing the existing storefront with new, aluminum, anodized aluminum with some glass, green glass, I'll show you. And you'll see here, I'll show you a little bit later, the lighting, but we'll have a larger light fixture on these taller overhangs. So that's kind of the character of the building, and you can kind of see what we're doing as you walk down the public sidewalk in front of the project. And then this is an elevation of the building, and I'll show you the materials and such. This is our equipment screen. Right now the building is vacant, so we don't have mechanical that we're actually screening yet, but this would be the idea of what it would look like.
Could you put that so that it really lines up like this? Thank you very much.
Okay. And we're also showing, you'll see signage, just kind of what we're thinking about doing, an aluminum letter about, whatever tenant's going to be there, mm-hmm. that would tie in with the aluminum we're using here. We're going to wrap these columns with aluminum as well, just to set them off a little bit. So this is 749, and then the other building, just that building down there, same character. This building originally had storefront all the way in front of it on the original plans. Now it's kind of hodgepodge of plaster and aluminum windows. So we're taking that all out, replacing that all with a storefront system and the same type of overhang and the same character of columns. We're going to do some stone on either end to kind of tie it down. We had added a little stone element at the entrance to 749. So that gives you an idea of the character of the project. Not sure if I need to go through all the plans with you real quickly. This is the floor plan for 749. There's our stone element, our two new overhangs, trash enclosure. The rest of it's pretty much the same. It's a block building. It's got a little wooden gutter detail that we're just going to paint out white to match the walls and just kind of have it fade away. So pretty, pretty straightforward. Like I said, just replacing existing storefront with new. This shows you there's just areas of the new roofing, and the area where we think most likely we'll be able to keep all our mechanical behind this screen. Reflected ceiling. This just shows the overhangs, the size. It's about an 18-inch light fixture. We mm-hmm. want to get something substantial, but everything's shining down. We have some lower overhangs here that we would just use cans in, mm-hmm. because it's so low. We'd use a can in each of the trash enclosures. This is 759. Kind of the same thing. Here's our overhang and our stone. Mm-hmm. Reflective ceiling, same character with the light fixtures and the trash enclosure. And these are our elevations. So it'd be good. I can show you. Our finish ideas. We're going to paint the existing masonry and the existing overhang an off-white. Swiss coffee is a good. We don't want it bright white. We want it off. And the doors and windows are your typical anodized aluminum. The screen, we'd use an ipe wood, so that lasts and doesn't bend. Just seal it, let it be natural. The stone veneer, I can't read that upside down, but this is a sample of the stone, which I think just looks great. Mm-hmm. With this color and here's our glass. We would like to use a green glass, nice energy efficient type of glazing. And that's what's been shown all the time on our on the drawings you guys have seen. And then as far as light fixtures go, you'll see on the next pages what we're thinking about. This is, we couldn't really get a good picture for you of that larger fixture that's on the underside of the bigger overhang, but it's 18 inches, about 3 inches. It's going to be white. All the light fixtures will be white. There's our typical can. And then for lighting on the outside of the building, we'll use a Bega Quick Ship fixture, night sky compliant, just shoots down. The largest one's about 11 inches square. It'll be white. Smaller one
it
is.
It just washes the side.
It just washes the side, right? It shoots out. We don't have any parking lot lighting. We're not proposing anything. Just lighting on the building. So just real quickly on the front of front of 749, we'll just have one wall pack on one end.
Right here?
Right. That's it. The rest of it's all done underneath those guys. As we come down around the side facing 759, we'll just have a couple of those wall packs up here to shine on the parking lot and, you know, have a can underneath the trash enclosure roof. Mm-hmm. Then as we come around the back, we'll have the larger ones on top just of each new door and one there. Then the smaller ones indicating the man doors and, again, cans in that area. And 759, kind of same vocabulary. Front of the building just has those lights underneath the overhang. As we come down the side between the two buildings, we're filling some old door openings with windows, but you can see the two locations of the wall packs there. Come around the back, same vocabulary. Large one on top of the doors and small one on top of the man doors. Then as we come down the driveway on the other side facing the adjacent property, we have two more. So that's the finishes and the lighting. You know, detail-wise, these are all the storefront, different storefronts we have. We'll be using a typical storefront like you guys have as far as doors go. We have roll-up doors that we'll just paint to match the walls, so they fade away. It's pretty straightforward. And our trash enclosures, we'll use the Epiwood detail, similar to the mechanical screen. Tie all that in together. So these are, you know, your typical storefront details. We're taking one out, we're putting another one in. So the detail, the relationship to the existing is pretty much going to be the same. And then as far as the roof goes, the only real one thing we're trying to do, this is our original detail, that our existing gutter. So the existing gutter is actually a piece of wood that's got galvanized gutter formed inside of it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be using a foam roofing. Sorry. Oh, Ed. Foam roofing with a white polyethylene or whatever cover on it, you know, the cool roof. There's an existing layer of insulation there. So, you know, pretty straightforward on that. And then for our overhangs, we're going to just use a piece of sheet metal to tie into this height as we come around, and we'll slope the roof such that we can keep that line the same all the way around. That's our goal.
You just slope it inside.
I guess so. That's what's there. So we'll kind of be doing something similar. We're not going to go to all this, put all the, you know, all that work, but that's the idea. So pretty straightforward detailing on this particular building. So that's it.
Okay. Bill, do you have any questions for the applicant?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I do. If you could show the depiction of what the last version was.
Of plan or elevation?
Of plan, yeah, the overhead of the plan.
Oh, the site plan like
the
we
site,
had?
Yeah, the site plan. It was the one, it was a smaller handout that you had.
Give me a minute.
Okay.
I'm gonna find it.
What I was gonna talk about is just the...
Here you go.
And that's the new one.
The new versus the
what he's looking for is the old one.
The original one.
It's right here.
Just to see, because I noticed that what I thought was a fairly significant difference as I did the site visit, and I was just wondering what the motivation was in this, and it has to do with the interface between the two buildings. And on the old plan, you know, there's kind of a main entrance to the building, and the buildings are going to be significantly nicer. So will the landscaping along Warren Drive. But when you immediately turn in to those buildings right now, there's kind of a starkness that I'm seeing with the new revised plan versus it looked like the old plan kind of had a planting island in between the two buildings, which I thought was a nice entryway linking the rest of the work that's being done there. Now that that's kind of been taken away, to me it looks more like just an industrial passage to get people to the parking in the back, which I think then tends to detract from all the other good elements that are being provided here that really make it much better than it currently is. So I just wanted to ask what the thought was. I know you're trying to set the parking up appropriately. And
yeah, there were a couple things in response to that. First was we've kind of changed. There's a lot split involved in this. Ed and his partner ultimately are going to, you know, go their separate ways on this. And on this plan, the line is right here. It works a lot easier. Mm-hmm. The other bigger concern was just getting trucks to work. You know, this is an industrial building, you know, and we anticipate a lot of truck traffic coming back to the back of this building and the back of this building, and we work with Public Works on that. They wanted to make sure we got it right. So a lot of studies being done to make that work, and this previous one just didn't quite work as well.
But well, that, I might add to that, Public Works asked us to reduce the driveway width on the old plan to this narrower width. When we reduced this down, it didn't work that well with this one-way skinny driveway here to get out and over to here and out. So that kind of drove it too.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the flip side is we have more landscaping up against the buildings, more trees than we did on this one here. It's a lot skinnier. So this landscaping got pushed against the buildings.
Thank you for that answer. It would be nice if it could kind of have it both ways, but I guess that's not possible, and I'm not sure what the impetus was for that direction that was provided by Public Works. Regarding the mechanical screening in your roof, is there any opportunity to put photovoltaics on either building?
We're going to have to. Our electrical plans will provide connection up there for future. The new Title 24, we're going to have to do something. So this right now, both buildings are vacant. And so once a new tenant comes in, that's when that's going to happen.
I'm just wondering if there's a way to design the mechanical screening to preclude space from being available for photovoltaic arrays, if you can kind of design with that in mind.
Yeah, right now, that's a good question. Right now, we don't know what the mechanical is. If we get a lab in there, we're going to have a lot of stuff up there.
Yeah.
If we get office, you know, and distribution or something, we're going to have a small amount of of mechanical up there. But, you know, that's a good question.
And then I guess my last question would be mostly for them, for the other board, particularly our landscape professionals, because one of the things, and I did visit the site and drove on 217 from both directions just to see how it really does stand out, and that was called out in the minutes from our last meeting. And just asking our landscape professionals about the adequacy about what's being proposed in terms of screening building 749 as much as possible from 217 without making it just look like one monotonous hedge, but nonetheless being effective, because it really does stand out it currently exists.
I apologize, our landscape architect's on vacation, so I can't tell you anything.
Is that it, Bill?
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Tom, you have any questions?
No, I have no questions, Chair.
Okay. about you, Dennis?
My only question is on the glazing, Peter, on all of the drawings on A33 and A51. Is it all clear glazing, or is there any spandrel glass?
There may be what we were thinking about doing on 749 is the glass.
You want sheet
A33, huh?
531.
Actually, let's go to 3-1, Dennis. And yeah, let's look at the elevation.
Okay.
Help. So you can see on 749, we're going from floor to ceiling on the interior, mm-hmm. and we don't know what's going to be happening in the ceiling up here right now. Okay. The thought would be that this would maybe have an opaque window covering or something on the inside of it, should we need that. I'd like to keep the color.
And the consistency of the material.
Yeah, right. For sure. Yeah, okay. We don't want to go to a different material in those openings, okay. For sure.
Thank you.
And then in the other building, I think we have the opportunity to actually light back the back of the building once that TI work comes in, which would be pretty cool.
That's all. Here, any questions?
No questions.
Hi, Kara.
Hi.
You have any questions?
I was just wondering if you guys are hooked up to the reclaimed water for these projects.
Like, not that I'm aware of.
I haven't heard any of that.
No, I don't believe it runs mm-hmm. down that street.
Oh, not that water.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I have no questions. Bill, do you have any comments on the project?
Just to put it back to our landscape professionals, if they think that the landscaping plan as provided is adequate to do the screening that we're looking for from 217, if maybe you could help me with an answer to that question, because I see the plan and I see what it is proposed and just want to make sure that that is successful in your opinion as well.
Okay.
So, Aaron or Karis?
Well, we've got strawberry tree along there, which gets 30 feet. So you know this Ray Hartman gets 10 feet easily. I think it's adequate. What do you think, Karis?
Yeah, I think it'll make a nice, not too blocky, but some views through.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate
that. Tom, do you have any comments?
I like the way this looks. I appreciate what you did with the site plan. I think that was well thought out. I totally support this project.
Okay.
I would agree with that. I think it's remarkable the progress that's been made from the initial scheme to this current scheme in terms of the plan. It's ever more elegant and it features the building. And even beyond that, this is going to look like a brand new building for me. I mean, I can just see it filled with Knoll furniture and being a mid-century modernist. It's going to be very handsome. My original concern was as you're coming down Ward Drive, all I really saw was the mechanical equipment. And since mm-hmm. the screen didn't appear on the elevations, but you pointed it out, it does. That's going to be a very important point to mm-hmm. keep the integrity of all you're striving for in the building. And when I look at the detail of the screening, I would encourage you to maybe tighten that up mm-hmm. so there wasn't so much visibility, or perhaps do the strips on both sides of the vertical so it's much more opaque. But I think you could just tighten up the spacing because you really don't want to see that junk. And I'm not sure how tall it was, but it couldn't be tall enough. We'll never be able to screen it from 217 because of the angle, but you really don't want to see any of that stuff, to the mechanical stuff that's going to ruin everything that you've strived for on the horizontality of the building. I think it's going to be a very handsome project.
Yeah,
I would concur. I just had one landscape comment, suggestion. The trees, they're all 15-gallon. I think for some of those trees that are fast-growing, like acacia, that's fine.
the Boudia palm, the jelly palm is the common name. If that's installed as a 15-gallon, it will be basically a little house plant. And in your renderings, that's right. Look at it. You've shown them at 30 years down the road. It's a very slow-growing palm. So I would encourage, and it's sort of a important location in terms of the building elevations. So I would.
Which ones are you talking about?
Is that these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those they're kind of anchor trees in terms. So I would definitely encourage you to upsize those.
Mm-hmm. Karis, do you have any comments?
Oh, no.
Okay. That's Mary. The only comment I have is this looks great. I think Dennis is right. It'll look like a brand new building as if it was built 60 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think your detailing and composition is really well executed. So, yeah, I can totally support this. So, somebody want to make a motion?
I'd make a motion for...
Also, can we just remind you to mention the findings in the motion?
Yeah, I'm just looking for that right now.
Yeah.
And we're looking for design review for this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I make a motion for design review approval. We find that the development, it's compatible with the neighborhood, size, bulk, and scale. It is... it works well with the community for quality of architectural design. This is a very, very, very good example of a mid-century modern. It, like Dennis has said, it's going to look like a brand new building. It's clean, it's very nice, and we love it. quality of landscape design, ditto for that with Aaron's comment about the palms up against the building there. That you persuade the landscape architect to have them more full size rather than just the 15 gallon.
Yeah, there's like four of them.
And last but not least, the public health, safety, and welfare will be protected, so we approve the zoning.
So. Okay, so there's a motion.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
The original designer of the building? Because clearly there was some time.
The original designer?
The original.
The 49 was built in 61, and the 59 was built in 66. And I do have the names of the architects on these old ancient plans, but I don't recall. And they were local guys.
I want to say Ed Lendick, but I don't want to give him any credit. You know? that may have been 759. That was the second phase many years later.
Have you drove by the buildings recently?
Oh, yeah.
You like the blue paint peeling off of the storefront?
Very period, yeah. I was there on Sunday.
I'm wondering how that looked when it was original with that blue.
It was period. That was a standard sort of thing back then. Highly regretted. You can't be such a handsome building. It's tucked away out on Ward Drive. Right? I wish it had more prominent location.
All right, our next item is G1. Madam Secretary.
Item G1 is conceptual review. It's the Fuel Depot architectural change located at 180 North Fairview Avenue, APN 069-110-054, case number 15-063-DRB.
And I'm going to have to recuse myself because this project is in my office.
And I will be also recusing myself and coming on the other side of the table.
Give everybody a few minutes to get settled in.
Hopefully, there'll be a little more of that.
Or maybe, if you want to use up, okay, so I think I'll take that as full size. It's upside down.
I've only seen you in profile.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Chair and members of the board. I'm Kathy Allen, a supervising senior planner. I'm going to be filling in for Daryl today because Daryl's out of the office. So for a little bit of background on this project, the existing fuel depot property currently includes an existing gas station consisting of 8 fueling stations with an overhead canopy and a 1,619 square foot convenience store and auto service building on an existing 12,000 square foot parcel. It's located in the shopping center zone district. The DRB first conducted a conceptual review of the fuel depot project on December 8, 2015. At that time, the project included replacing the existing 1,619 square foot convenience store auto service building with a 2,396 square foot convenience store. The design at that time was a Spanish-style building with a light stucco color, red tile roof, and a tower element situated at the southwest portion of the building. On September 12, 2016, the Planning Commission approved the new development plan with the 2,396 square foot Spanish-style convenience store, along with modifications to allow parking spaces and trash enclosures to project into the front and side yard setbacks, as well as allowing the parking spaces adjacent to the fuel pumps to count towards the total parking requirement. As part of the action of the Planning Commission, they encouraged the DRB to study the option of moving the building entrance away from the southwest corner of the site in an effort to discourage convenience store patrons from parking on the adjacent property. They also changed the peak height of the structure development to 23 feet high, and they encouraged the applicant to enhance the amount of landscaping along the eastern portion of the site to provide sufficient biofiltration. So moving to today, today's request is just for conceptual review. This is because the applicant is proposing an architectural style change to the approved convenience store. On April 7th, 2017, the applicant submitted the revised plans that are before you today, proposing a contemporary architectural style building instead consisting of large glass walls, a metal roof, an aluminum storefront window and door system, and plaster. Planning staff is requesting that the DRB review and provide comments and direction regarding the proposed architectural style change. No changes to the previously approved building footprint, square footage, landscaping, and access and circulation are proposed. This concludes my presentation. I'm available for to answer any questions, and we also have the applicant's architect, and I think the property owner is in the audience here, too, if you have questions for them. Thank you.
Declarations? Oh, yeah, sorry, declarations.
Sure, I'll say site visit, no exporte, and I did have the opportunity to view the Planning Commission's review of this project.
Okay, no recent site visits and no exporte.
Site visit, no exporte.
Particularly to the site, but I've been there many, many, many times, and no exporte.
Okay.
All set?
Yes.
All right, I'm Tracy Brunell. I'm the architect for the project. And Sarah and Carol, the landscape architect for the project. Kathy went over the things I was going to start with, just to let you know that we haven't changed the footprint or anything on the site. we have made a significant change to the style of the building. I think that would probably be the appropriate thing to discuss. What's really driving this is that the owner is constantly kind of studying what works and what doesn't work when it comes to these convenience stores. And what they're finding is that visibility and exposure are paramount, that they really need to be able to see what's in there, or else they've got actually one on the Mesa. It's a Spanish-style building that has relatively small glass that's more typical of that style that is doing really poorly. So that's what drove the shift in the design. And we studied various options with the staying with the Spanish style that had been approved, trying to get bigger glass, and it really was not working. It was kind of getting awkward. So we decided to just go ahead and switch to a more contemporary style of building. We ended up, after looking at a number of different schemes, going with the angled roof scheme, because it, what it allows us to do is to get the emphasis where we need it, which is on that corner that faces the street, which is the street and towards the commercial side of the Fairview Shopping Center. And then we're able to bring the building back down in scale on the backside, which is sort of transitioning back towards the residential neighborhoods. And in addition, it is dynamic, and we just ended up really liking what we came up with on this. If we were to try and do a flat roof, which we had studied also, it ends up pushing the scale of the whole building in a way that is maybe not appropriate and didn't feel right. So we were struggling between those two parameters and ended up with this layout. We've got the same, doesn't look the same, but it's the same function of a tower element here that allows us to get access from the back area of the plan up into the attic space. There's various types of equipment and control panels and electrical stuff up there, and it also provides access to the mechanical well off the back of the building. That was all in a tower at the front before. Now it's more centrally located in the building, but same function. And as far as the entry door, we were able to move it. I think it's 16 feet away from the corner. It used to be a foot and a half or maybe 3 feet. So we've moved it significantly over and to accommodate the neighbor's request. And I think that's it.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from the board? I'll start with you, Bill.
Thank you, Chair. My first question will be for staff. This is considered conceptual review, and I'm not sure exactly how this works since it's already been approved by the Planning Commission. So things normally that we would see in concept review, we could discuss parking, building height, lots of different things. Now that it's been approved by the Planning Commission, it's kind of like the box is being created. What can we discuss in conceptual review at this point?
Right. So because we decided to bring it back as conceptual since the design changed so much, but as you're saying, the box has been set, that the footprint isn't changing, so all of that remains the same. So I think what we're looking for and to consider is this design, you know, that the findings that you're going to need to make for design review approval, and so to give some feedback to the architect to see, to the applicant's architect to see, is this style change compatible with the neighborhood, all those findings, or give some direction to the architect for okay. the change.
I appreciate that. Sure. So it made me think about the findings that we would be making in that regard. Mm-hmm. Okay, having to do, and the Planning Commission changed the peak height of the structural development to 23 feet high. When I look at this, maybe I'm misreading it, but it looks like it's 25.5.
I think it's 25.3. It's pretty smaller. That's a 3.
25.3 versus 23?
Yes.
So even though the Planning Commission asked it to be reduced in height, that did so not occur?
It was actually an increase in height of the peak height. So in the if we flip to the conditions of approval, or no, I'm sorry, in the motion of the Planning Commission, I need to tell you what page that's on. I think it was an increase in the peak height. Do you know offhand,
Tracy?
Yeah,
I think that what's in there is that they state the height of the existing building and then the height of the new building.
I think it's in the minutes of the the Planning Commission motion.
It's on the
very last page, page 4 of the minutes of the Planning Commission. In the motion, it states to change the peak height of the structural development from 19 feet 4 inches to 23 feet. I think in this case that staff would have to make the determination if the 25 substantially is in substantial compliance with the 23 feet that Planning Commission was saying.
Okay, yeah, because thank you. I did notice there's numbers there, and often we get this creeping sensation in projects that become larger gradually with each review. Okay, the next thing that I'd like to ask has to do with is this height compatible with what's in the neighborhood with other surrounding buildings, or would this be significantly taller? I don't have anything really that I can compare it to be able to provide that kind of feedback for the finding that we need
right.
to come up with the neighborhood
compatibility. I can't say off the top of my head, but maybe that would be a question to have the applicant's architect take a look at to study what are the surrounding building heights. And again, when I was saying that staff would have to make the determination of substantial conformance, mm-hmm. that would be with your guidance.
Okay.
So maybe that's a question that Tracy can bring back, a survey of the surrounding building heights.
Okay, that would be helpful because we do need to make those findings, and I don't particularly like having to stretch to have to do that if it can just be accommodated as is. And just noticing that the applicant really wanted to have the visibility as that's how things stand out from the street, and the large amount of glass, and just wondering if that becomes an opportunity for maybe an overabundance of interior signage where you see like 45 different neon beer signs across all the glass that's available there. There are some places where that does occur, and I think that would start to defeat the whatever kind of interest or elegance that you're trying to create by overemphasizing the ability to provide interior signage. So just be on the lookout for something like that. I think that would be problematic. I don't know. I don't think we can do much about interior signage in that regard. And then I guess the last thing had to do, we've talked about this project's come before us a couple times, and I didn't bring it up. Somebody else brought it up, maybe you, and it had to do with bollards or something to try and incorporate some sort of protection from people driving in and the building or people backing up in the building. I don't know if that was ever decided, if it was needed or not, but I just remember that was part of our earlier discussion when this came through with its footprint. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Dennis?
So if I'm correct in understanding this is conceptual review and
yes.
comments to that.
Yes.
To that end. That's a lot of glass. I'm sure you've considered the heat gain that you're going to get because it's pointed right at the hottest part of the day. So, but that's a technical problem you can solve. I actually think you could push this design a little farther. You've retained the walls and, for lack of a better term, the battered wainscot from the previous scheme, and somehow they don't go together with this new roof and the new walls. Perhaps you see that too. And I think you could push it a little farther within the height limits of the overhang. And I'm thinking of some of John Lautner's fantastic buildings in Los Angeles. You know them, the ones I'm speaking
I
about. I think this could be our own little Goleta version of that type of roof. The things that work against that are the gas pump canopy is going to block every good thing you try to do with the building, so they're working against one another, whereas you would have this wonderful roadside attraction completely blocked by the gas pumps. And if now I'm going way out of bounds by suggesting that the canopy reflect what the building is doing, but many gas stations do this. I'm thinking one by Beverly Hills City Hall and Civic Center that has this wonderful sort of flying T-shaped canopy over the gas pumps. You might look that one up. The other comment are these mechanical extrusions through the roof. They don't seem to reflect what this building is all about, the roof, and those seem to work against it. And even at one point, it crosses over the ridge line, destroying what I think you're looking for is this marvelous roof. And it is a lot of roof, despite the elevation on the north elevation seen from Encina. You'd see a lot of roof from the ground level there. And I would be concerned about that. let's see, I think those are the comments, that these mechanical spaces seem to, I would like to see them better integrated with the roof design. There seems to be some clunky details about them, i.e. there are two of them at different heights, and then this one intersection over the ridge line. And is there any landscaping on this project? You're going to talk about that, Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe you two were on the board when this came through before, so I'll walk you through it. Do we have a landscape planner here?
Yeah.
There we go. Irrigation is all drip and existing. Hasn't changed since December 2015. So as far as existing trees, we've got existing queen palms and some pygmy date palms out there. Existing queen palms here, and then there's three very pretty large evergreen pears on the east side that are all to remain. The east side of the property has some pittosporum, some cycads. Up here where we've got sort of a blank wall, we've got three formiums, New Zealand flax, a new coral tree behind the trash enclosure that would also break up that north building elevation there. I think Bill made a good point of the need for bollards or a curb, some sort of barrier there for cars. So we'll look at that. And then there's also stepping stones. There was interest between the two neighbors that people over here could walk over to the gas station and buy whatever and walk back. So that's what those stepping stones are for. So any questions on?
Pretty much brought up everything that I was thinking of. I like the flying roof thing. I think in terms of height, my opinion is that, you know, you're not that high the whole way, so maybe you can average the difference and say, oh, okay, that's close enough, that kind of thing. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say. There's no reclaimed. It's all existing. No chance for photovoltaics because obviously the gas would, there's some sort of interference there. Is that correct?
I don't know that.
Oh, well, then maybe that would be something I'd say. Check it out, see if you guys can put them on because now you have that good angle and the heat gain too that I would back up that comment that you're going to want to do something with all those windows. And it can be done. Anyway, I think it looks good.
I got some questions and comments for this too. I agree with Dennis. I like that angled roof with, you know, the way it swoops up, but let me back up. What other in a contemporary or modern style, what other kind of What kind of options have you looked at, or styles or varieties of, you know, in working with this?
Well, part of what we did is in the beginning, as we started to make the glass bigger, it was really fighting with the Spanish style. Mm-hmm. So we started to, within kind of the form that had already been approved, started looking at more contemporary details. Mm-hmm. So the tower went flat and different kinds of things, but it wasn't really working, and the client's marketing person was kind of pushing in terms of how much glass they really wanted.
Right.
So they had some pictures, we were looking at imagery, and it was like, you know, this is the kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, all right, we got to depart from where we are. Well, so we looked at flat, and it was sort of static, and it was mm-hmm. too big, given the height they were trying to get. So,
Well, this is certainly, this is dramatic, and it gives motion to it, and I like it for all the same reasons that Dennis likes it. But I'm assuming you can't do anything with the shelter that the cover that's sitting out over the islands where the pumps are.
Well, that hasn't been part of the program thus far.
Because that totally fights it. I mean, this looks, if this didn't have anything in front of it, then I would be in line with Dennis and I'd say, well, this is good. You need to keep going. Maybe get rid of that battered waste, wainscoting, because that's kind of a holdover from the Spanish thing. And
yeah,
why hang on to it if you're moving towards contemporary? And maybe something different as far as being able to hide the equipment. But even with all that, we're still left with this big flat blue plane right in front of it, and what do we do with that?
It's big.
Yeah.
It's almost as big as the structure.
As much as I'd hate I'm just asking. Had you looked at something where you still had an elevated roof where the glass portion is where the store is, but with a flat roof, or maybe not as angled, and then the rest, the lower parts of it at a lower level? Because the other thing too Dennis brought up a good point too, that I hadn't thought of, is from Encina, you're looking at a lot of roof. And in the middle of that roof sticking up, you have that enclosure where the equipment is at. So if there was some other way of being able to get the height and get the glass and get that look, but still not be at war with that pump canopy out front.
Mm-hmm. Or change the pump canopy, right?
So. Yeah.
Either that or consider that the main building is very strictly related to the canopy. Use the canopy as a departure point and build upon that. Perhaps it's even a much simpler building than what you've had here, so that these two structures are an assembly that have a great deal in common, whereas now they're fighting with one another. And the good guy is losing.
Yeah.
I like the angled building with the glass. I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think whatever gets put there is going to be blocked to some extent or another by the canopy. Maybe the next time you come back, you can kind of show us some visual simulations of, from different angles, that people will see just what the blockage actually turns out to be. It'd be a shame to lose the structure the way that's presented because of that, because I'm not sure if anything that's going to be offered in lieu of it will actually be any more successful and might not be as interesting.
Mind you, we're not just saying flat, because the danger with that is it ends up being static and not attracting the eye, which this does attract the eye. But maybe an angled roof on two different levels. I don't know. I'm just throwing something out there where you have the upper portion here and then another over here or something. I don't know. But it's just like I gotta agree with Dennis. It's kind of in this fight the bad guy wins, unfortunately, and the good guy is this. But that canopy in front just kind of is something you got to work around or work with.
I think this is one of those projects that the architect and designer would do well to work with a model of the site that had the canopy there, and that you were constantly thinking about this assembly of things on the site.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the fact that the canopy blocks the building at portions, it, you're moving, you're seeing things, everything's changing and moving. As long as they're compatible, I don't have a problem with it blocking the building in certain aspects, because it's inevitable.
Yes.
but if they're compatible, and maybe it can be just a detailing thing that isn't as hard as really changing the roof out completely.
I guess just one last question for the applicant. Is that, have you incorporated the maximum amount of landscaping that the site can handle? Is, because that's always a nice thing.
I think so. I mean, we've utilized every available inch.
Okay.
Am I right?
I was just going to say, if we were to add a curb here, there might be some opportunity to add some there.
Right.
That would be the only location I could. I think those are utilities, existing utilities. But.
Perhaps you could. Perhaps you could do freestanding big pots, big structural pots, so that people, and then it doesn't take away from that front that you guys are trying to do.
Well, my choice here with the rest of the board, if the rest of the board concurs, is to move you along with the comments, with the comment being that we really would like you to, we like the modern style. We understand the need for the glass and for the drama, and the motion. But we could ask you to restudy this with regards to how that fits with that canopy in the front. Is this a motion type thing?
No, just comments. Okay. Today.
And that would be it? Yeah.
Got it?
Okay. Thank you, Trace.
All right. Thank you. This has a couple minor adjustments to what we submitted.
Yeah.
We kind of changed the proportion on this a little bit. That's really it.
Okay. I can take it.
So this roof is different and that elevation's different.
Okay. Let's put a note on that. Sounds like it might be changing.
Sounds like it, yeah. maybe just the canopy, though.
Okay.
The one in Beverly Hills actually looks like a three-cornered hat. The canopy. And it's this big, whooshy swoop.
That's cool. Okay. So we're at the last item, the item H, which is announcements by members. If anybody has any announcements. I guess not. Therefore, as the acting chair, I hereby adjourn this meeting.
You do that so well.